the pre-Easter gospel. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true. He knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And another Scripture, they will look on him whom they have pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus, bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing hymn 914.
Thank you.
How can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Hear now the Easter Gospel. Please stand. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to him, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, and the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the Scripture that He must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back into their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus was laid, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away the Lord, and I do not know where they have laid Him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing Him to be the gardener, she said to Him, "Sir, if you have carried Him away, tell me where you have laid Him, and I will take Him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to Him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that He had said these things to her. How can you be sure that God the Father accepted Christ's sacrifice for your sins? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen as He said. He has risen from the dead. Alleluia. We sing. 2:13. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful
being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the first two verses of 469. Please be seated.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is written in Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our sermon hymn, hymn 478.
To me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Amen! Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning of joy comes from the gospel lesson read at the beginning of our service, John chapter 20, dear friends in Christ. Confusion, misunderstanding, chaos. Women run to the tomb, then run back. Mary Magdalene goes, sees the gaping hole. John runs. Peter runs. John arrives, but doesn't go in. Peter arrives, he goes right in. Angels? One angel? Two angels? Grave cloths? Head coverings? Where's the body? Gardeners? Fear? Trembling? Weeping? Where is Jesus? The tomb is empty. Jesus is gone. The cloths are there, neatly folded. No evidence of robbery, of forceful removal. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. He believes, but he does not yet understand. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. No alleluias yet. Just muddled confusion and misunderstanding. People running to and from the tomb, bringing reports, muddled, confused reports to the disciples in their bunker. What has happened? What does it mean? The tomb is empty, that much is certain, but where is Jesus? They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. No one understands. No one comprehends. Something has certainly happened. But the world, in the midst of this confusion going on at the tomb, people running back and forth in a frenzy, the world goes on quite comfortably. In Rome, in Gaul, in Asia, in Egypt, in Pilate's bedroom, in Caiaphas's, people rise and go to work. The difficult struggle to keep alive in the ancient world. The sun comes up on this day, as it does on every other day, warming the Mediterranean world, then starting on its journey to warm places that have never even heard the name of Rome, much less the name of Jesus. The world doesn't understand. For them, Easter is simply another day. Easter hasn't changed anything. In Lincoln, Nebraska, 2,000 years later, people sleep in. They enjoy a few days off from work. Easter hasn't changed their lives. Even in the pews of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Easter simply means a yearly trip to church, some nice clothes, and an egg hunt in the afternoon. Then we go back home and get back to our routine. Nothing has changed. The world continues to turn. People continue to live as they always have, whether the tomb is empty or not. Mary Magdalene stands at the entrance of that tomb, weeping. The gaping emptiness of the tomb matches the gaping emptiness in her heart. She turns. She sees Jesus, but she doesn't recognize him. "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." His response, one word, Mary. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." He calls his sheep by name. And in a moment, everything has changed. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Easter has changed everything. Or has it? With this one word greeting, Mary could hope that Good Friday is simply an interruption. That everything will now go back to the way it was before. That Jesus would be with his dear friends again, doing miracles, preaching and teaching. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. she does not yet understand. Easter has changed everything. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Good Friday was no interruption. And now that Easter has come, Jesus can go back to doing what he was doing before. No, Easter has changed everything. Nothing will remain the same. Jesus is on a journey to the right hand of the throne of God. Easter leads the way to the ascension. The sheep cannot cling to their shepherd in the same way that they did during his 30-year sojourn on this earth. But this is no reason for sorrow and disappointment. Easter has changed everything. When he ascends to the right hand of the throne of God, you, along with all believers of every time and place, cling to him in faith. In the Word, in the Supper, he has a fellowship with you that is more intimate than any he had on this earth. That is what he will teach the disciples at Emmaus. In the Holy Supper, he is with you physically, in his body and his blood, in a way that he never was as he walked this earth. And eternity has been set aside for you to see him face to face. Easter has changed everything. All things are made new. Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. My brothers, Jesus calls them my brothers. Easter has changed everything. That rotten mess of failures who abandoned their Lord and Savior at his most desperate hour, Jesus calls them my brothers. They ran. They fled. They denied. They betrayed him. But Easter has changed everything. They are now his brothers. Redeemed, restored, forgiven. The blood shed upon Calvary's cross was shed for them. He is their Savior. He is their brother. Satan's lie to you, Satan's lie to the world, is that Easter hasn't changed anything. It's just a holiday on the calendar, a chance to dress up or sleep in, a 4-day weekend. Look around you, Satan says. You still see sin, suffering, and death everywhere, but especially in your own life. You are still in your sins, Satan says. God is still a wrathful judge. Easter hasn't changed anything. You must cower, hide, live in fear of God's wrath. Easter hasn't changed anything. But the empty tomb, the risen Jesus, and these words of grace and mercy on his lips expose the lie. Easter has truly changed everything. You were an enemy of Jesus, his denier, his betrayer, but no more. He now calls you my brother, my sister. The one who conquered death and hell, who triumphed over Satan, who the grave could not hold, calls you my brother, my sister. And as his brother, his sister, Everything that Jesus has is yours. Everything that He won, He gives to you. Easter changes everything. Most importantly, it has changed you. You are no longer an enemy of God. You are no longer in your sins. Suffering has no hold on you. You are no longer held captive by the grave. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Christ rises, and the Creator of the universe is your God. Christ rises, and you are no longer subject to His wrath, no longer severed from your God, no longer estranged from Him. Easter has changed everything. Easter has changed you. You are Christ's brother, His sister. You are part of the family. Christ's victory is your own. And He is eagerly awaiting that moment when He will raise you up in victory with Him. Now, no one could tell on that first Easter. There's no clock that appeared in the sky. But when Jesus left the grave behind, the clock started. The countdown began. This world is passing away. For Christ conquered it, and it will be remade on His return. He ascends in order to return in glory to give to you all that He won, to put a final end to sin, suffering, death, and Satan, to raise you up to live before Him, body and soul, in the new heavens and the new earth forever. That is what the empty grave means. That is what the risen Jesus means. That is what the disciples would learn to understand and then proclaim throughout the world. For as yet they did not understand the Scripture that He must rise from the dead. He must rise, for He died bearing the sin of the world. He must rise, for He died not for Himself, but for you. He must rise, for His death conquered death. He must rise, for the Father must vindicate His Son. He must rise, so that His victory can be proclaimed throughout the world. He must rise, for the bonds of death cannot hold the One who paid the price for all sin. He must rise, for He crushed the serpent's head. He must rise, for He is the firstborn of the dead. He must rise, for that is what the Scriptures foretold. It was the will of the Lord to crush Him. He has put Him to grief. When His soul makes an offering for guilt, He shall see His offspring. He shall prolong His days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. Do not cling to a Jesus who is simply a good teacher, a miracle worker in ancient Palestine. Do not cling to a Jesus who is a good friend but little else. Do not cling to a Jesus who did not really rise from the dead. Cling to the Jesus who made an offering for guilt, His perfect life and innocent death for your sake. Cling to the Jesus who truly has risen in victory over the grave. Cling to the Jesus who comes to you in water and word, in the bread and wine which are His body and blood. A more intimate fellowship than any had who clung to His garment or grasped His hand as He walked this earth. Cling to the Jesus who is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Easter has changed everything. It has changed you. It has changed this world. Death no longer rules you. Satan no longer accuses you. Sin no longer condemns you. Christ is risen. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever be the same. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, amen. Having heard the very word of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, we stand and we confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God, light of light, very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
Lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and has freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy upon us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit, according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all for whom we pray and all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you. And that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy. And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy, to hear and to answer us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our crucified and risen Savior and Lord Jesus. Resurrection certainly changes everything. Thanks be to God. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship today. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead would be your comfort and your foundation today and always. At this time also, we worship God with our gifts and our offerings. And during the gathering of the offering, we sing hymn number 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Sacrament, page 216. Page 216, please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For You have had mercy on us and given Your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us Your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of Your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives us His body and blood for our forgiveness. By Your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which He manifested to us when, by pouring out His precious blood, He saved us from Your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, His body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of His salvation. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please be seated. We continue with the hymn. body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Please stand. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 482. 482. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
A Again, welcome. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the events and activities in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We have some new Easter devotional books there on the back shelf. Help yourself to those. That'll take us through the Easter season. No adult Bible study or Sunday school today with our three worship services. Wednesday, we're back on our regular routine. Midweek and confirmation, 5:30. Worship at 6:30. Choir and Bible study afterwards. You're all invited to join us for breakfast in the fellowship hall. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings You shower down upon us. You have taken care of our greatest need, the forgiveness of sins. And now we ask You to provide for our body and our daily bread. Hear us as we pray together. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let Thy gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you.